Definitely not a D rank. Written by Tukuxi. As read by Devil with a Bird Dress. Iruka was never taking this kind of mission again. Sure, it was a one-person job. Sure, it was in Konoha. He was never babysitting Marino Ibiki's little siblings again. Iruka was good with kids. Younger Ganin and pre-Ganin tended to listen to him, though this may have had something to do with the fact that he was often giving advice on how not to get caught doing whatever it was they were planning. And if they didn't, he was tall enough and strong enough to pick most of them up and shake them. He was pretty sure this wasn't really an approved parenting technique. At least, his parents had never done it to him. But it seemed to work pretty well, on the whole. But the Marino kids, they were insane. Normally, their parents and older brother would keep them in check, make sure they didn't cause too much trouble. But Ibiki was in the hospital right now with two broken legs, refusing to let the Medinin heal him because it was, quote, interesting. His parents didn't seem very happy about this. Neither were the Medinin. And, of course, his little brother had decided, with all the wisdom of being 7 years old, that he was going to do one better and break both his arms and both his legs. Iruka caught him trying to jump off of the kitchen table, down the stairs, and trying to climb up to the roof. Finally, he gave up and just tied the kid to a tree with a short enough lead that he couldn't climb high enough to do himself any real damage. The other two kids seemed to think this was hysterical, and Iruka spent the rest of the afternoon trying to keep them from chasing their brother around the tree until the lead ran out and he tripped or slammed into the trunk. By the time the Marinos got home from the hospital, Iruka was tired, covered in grass stains, and pretty much ready to tie all three kids to chairs and just call it a day, though he had hoped to at least get the kids untied before their parents got home. But when the Marinos walked past their son, who was, by now, just sitting sulkily at the base of a tree with chakra wire spooling between him and it, the mother hid a smile, and the father raised an eyebrow, and they just walked indoors. And then they thanked Iruka for doing such a good job, he might even have heard something about not even anything broken, and asked if he was free next weekend. End. Thank you for listening.